we're holding here in the different dags, the different milas, and he explained the three dagas in the 15 of different, each one being a different mila, each group of three groups. Now he's going to go back into each group itself and also show how it's hadraga. Because he's talking about milas, he's obviously going to have to explain each one. On Kuf Mem Gimel, V'tavinoid, ki chamesh milas harishonis ba'atzmam, yadua shekolachas yoyse mirakredemis. So that we saw last time, where each one was striking more at a different level of Yisrael, of Mitzrayim, and the tul kani Yisrael mamish lehem. That's the first, the pirut of the first five dagas. Next paragraph. V'chamesh milas hem tzoyim, kulam gamke mashi Yisrael konim na milo, shemis alim ala teva. It also went to hadraga to go upwards in teva. V'chol achas yisanifle meshoina, ki Kriyas Hayam who Miley Yisrael Masalei B'chol Makas Mitzrayim. The first thing is Kriyas Yamsuf was of a completely different nature. Let's explain this outside a minute also. When we speak about Nisim and the greatness of the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we say one Nis is greater than the other, in a bus of a dom, it makes sense that it's hard for me to lift 100-pound weight. It's harder, 200-pound weight. It's much, much harder, 500-pound weight. So one is a bigger feat than the other. That's a certain seichel in terms of harder or less hard. If we define a Kadosh Baruch Hu as completely not shayach to Gashmis, so what's shayach to make different madrigas of Nisim? All Nisim are alike. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. So the teretz is, it depends which elements of the teva and what oifin is that Kadosh Baruch Hu striking out at the different elements of the teva. So you're going to explain something here. But in all the makis that we had until now, they were makis. Like Moshani from Mitzrayim, she makis b'dvarim protim imitzias ha'olam. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tampering with Pratim is not such a darga of Gilui as HaKadosh Baruch Hu tampering with a Yesod. In other words, if I cause this water to burn, if I put a match to a cup of water and I cause it to burn, it's a very big nace. But it's a nace in a prat. This glass of water was turned into fuel. If I take if all water changes and water is flammable from now on, so I have it's a whole different darga of nace. It's a nace in the very yesod of mayim that the yesod of mayim changed. So he says all the nisim are pratim, avayam shu yesod mayim ein ze prati v'nechrav hayam avagav shika yor bedam betzfardim v'aretz bikinim. Even though there was dam in the or and there was Faraday and Kinim, Sheikah Makam Asher Kinim Shal Tiberetz Mitzrayim. The Kinim happened to come out from the river, but Tachlis they were Shulah in the Eretz. V'amakarik Kinim Lehefsa the Eretz. In other words, it's not the pshat that the earth turned into Kinim. Kinim came from the earth, but it's not a change in the yisod of Eretz. It just was very bad for the ground that it was full of kinim, but it's not something that changed intrinsically in the ground. A river is different than a yam. We have to understand the way we understand these things. Yam is the body of water, which is the world. That's water. Every particular river is a specific prat in the world of mayim. But the world of Mayim finds itself as the Yam. Lekach bikua hamayim u'inyan yoyse nifla. Splitting the water in a kolistic way is a much bigger chiddush. Shehoyse amaka bedovesh u'ika olam. You're talking about something that struck at the heart of something that is a very, very... it's something that goes into the very heart of... the yisod of nature. Nature has a yisod of mayim, of offer, mayim, and what was affected, what the, so lamash, when it says that all the mamos sheba olam nikru, that the nifku, that all the waters became, so it's not the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a thousand nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the very tav of mayim, and b'meila it was considered to be something which is which strikes at the very side of Teva. In Mitzrayim it says etzbelukim, like we learned before in the paragraph before. It's only one etzba because it's a prop. On the yam, there was something that happened with the Yad Hashem. So the chiddush of Kriyas Yamsuf is the beginning of Klal Yisrael rising above nature. Other nisim, the makas in Mitzrayim, were divine siyua for specific needs. The Kriyas Yamsuf is that the water changed its nature in for Klal Yisrael. Everything that happened further is the raya that Klal Yisrael is above the Metzius of Gashmis. In other words, when a person goes to a place, when I say that this is a former ocean, let's say I go to a place and I say, you know, you have to be careful how you build here because this used to be swamplands, and it has a tendency to flood. It doesn't hold up buildings well, and so on. So there, the pshat is the swamp itself is gone, but there's still a roishim left over, and I say the metzias is still swamplands, even though it happens not to be a swamp now. Masha'ein kein, if it's dry land, so pshat is there was a change in the metzias. Had the yam not become cherova, then it would have been former yam, but it still has some of that. The fact that it'll be a little wet is the pshat. It's like a riverbed that dries out. So even if it dries out, you know that with the next rain, this is going to become the riverbed because this is the muck where water is likely to go. I can still find some shirayim of it. The fact that this became completely charava is a big shinui. The drowning in the midst is another mila. Kikriyas yamsev ashekorlem advarim ativim. In other words, had Klal Yisrael just crossed the Yam, then it would have been the Teva has changed in one direction. That's what it would have been. The fact that it in the same place that Lechatchila sunk, that Lechatchila made room for Klal Yisrael, sunk the Mitzrim, has in itself a much deeper connection. And let's talk about this a little bit. Let's say I have bad people. And these bad people do things that are mean, that they're mean to people, they're cruel to people, whatever it is. And I work with them, and I change their nature, and they become kind people. So the pshat is, I change the teva. It's very difficult. I manage to change it. Fine. Let's say I take a policeman, and I see that when it comes to running after a criminal, he's very tough and mean and nasty. And when he goes to help somebody who is in trouble, he's very kind and giving and sacrificing. So I say to myself, therefore, a policeman is neither mean nor kind. He is dedicated to doing what's needed, what's appropriate, what's right, whatever language you'll use. In other words, Chazal used this idea of anything that is dova v'hipucho is a raya that its mitzias is beyond it. There's a famous medrash, we're talking about it sometimes. It says, "Miyitein tomei mitohar, tohar mitomei loy echad." That if you find that something tomei can emanate from something tohar, it's on tohar, can emanate from something tomei, it must be Achadosh Baruch Hu, who's echad. And it goes through a whole list. Avram came from Terach, Paradumer is Metamas HaTorah, Metamas HaTmeim, a whole list of things that there are paradoxes, and the Bal Korach is from Echad. In other words, if a policeman can be very tough and very kind, then he's neither tough nor kind, but he's out to do what's needed to help people. When I find Teva by its definition is a fixed entity. That's what a Teva is. Stones fall. That's what Teva is. If I'm a shiner the Teva, so stones instead of falling, they rise up. That would be a shinui of Teva, but it's Teva still there. Let's say stones will now either rise or fall depending on if you need them as an elevator or you need them to kill somebody. So then the pshat is, there is no teva in the stones, b'chlal. Its teva is, its metzias is to do what's right. If the yam has its teva, and the first dag is that bring all sorts of makis on the yam. So fine, that's the first dag of all the makis. It doesn't change the teva of the yam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu splits the yam, and he changes the teva of the yam, so that's a bigger feat than everything that was done before, because he changed the teva of the yam. When a person, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu neither changes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the yam sink the mitzrim and allow the Yisrael to go through completely dry, then there's a hafkah of the entire mitzias of teva within the yam. The yam is no longer a teva. The yam is Ratzon Hashem. I guess let's go off a drop on this, because it's a yisod that people sometimes don't get right. Everyone knows it says by Avraham Avinu, Vati Dati Kirei Lekimata, that Avraham was a Midas HaChesed, and we needed to test him by going to the other extreme and seeing if he's going to do something that's going to be difficult and so on. The understanding is, so people then take it to mean that a person should not have any emotions, that a person should do things and I should do it as dispassionately as I'm a shliach. And as if I'm a mailman, I don't care if what I'm carrying is a letter proposing marriage to somebody, a get divorcing somebody, an announcement of a lottery ticket that somebody won, or a foreclosing somebody's house. I'm a mailman. I drop it in, it makes no difference. So people say, well, since you're supposed to be independent of the middos, that's what it looks like. I don't think anyone really feels that an Eved Hashem should be a zombie, should be like, unemotional, dispassionate, in the sense that he's completely disconnected. Then basically our emotions are like appendixes. They could just take him out and that's it. Maybe an arla, you can just cut it off. It's stairs. What does it mean? The answer is, you're supposed to, adrabba, you're supposed to, midos are, like it says by Big Dekuna, it's mido bad, you're supposed to wear the mida. Hashem Moloch Geus Lovish. When a person is supposed to act with chesed to somebody, or with rachmim, he's supposed to put on the garments of kindness and passion, and express it through himself. He's supposed to feel the other person's tsar, he's supposed to help the other person, he's supposed to project that sense of tsar. A person has to know, though, there's another suit in the closet of din, when a person has to be tough with someone, he has to discipline whatever is needed, he has to withstand something, then there is a suit of a shiryon of toughness that he wears then. But the pshat is, it's not that you don't have a midah. It's that the midos themselves are capable of being worn differently, and so on. There's a beautiful chazal, an extraordinary beautiful chazal. We learn it in Chumash. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. He was happy, and he knew he would bring a marble. And they asked him why, and he said, Moshele Melech that had a son, and someone asked him, why are you so happy? He's going to die someday, and it's going to be sad. So the Melech says, when it's a time for happiness, you should be happy. When it's time for tzar, you should be tzar. The fact that a person is supposed to be above his tivim and nature doesn't mean he's supposed to castrate his tivim and his nature. It means he's supposed to make a determination which meter to put on, which meter to take off. There's a time to be friendly, there's a time to be withdrawn. There's a time to focus inwards, there's a time to focus outwards. There's a time to be strong and stand strong, there's a time to be flexible. But those are midos. If a person doesn't live it and feel it, it makes it a lot more difficult. A person who's very stoic and he's a stone, I remember, for some reason, Yerushalayim is stereotyped as being dispassionate. And when I became a chassan, I was walking with a friend of mine up the steps, and the Yerushalayim walked by and said, chassan, mazel tov, mazel tov. So my friend whispers, he could have been Menachem Avelin with the same tone of voice, would have been just as appropriate. There's no, you know, there's absolutely no touch of any different emotion. He was doing a maisa. That's not those middles. So on the one hand, Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu works through Teva. So the Yam has itself a koach to be, to drown, and it had a koach to be Charova. It's supposed to take on that midah as is appropriate. But that's the pshat in that mahalach of a person projecting. It's a bigger. At the end of the day, it's not. It's no longer the teva itself. The teva becomes to do the Ratzon Hashem. So just like a very good teacher. A less good teacher has a personality and it gets slept along. Somebody who's naturally nice and easygoing, that's the personality that he carries with him to school. So he succeeds in that chelik, but he doesn't succeed where you need to be tough, and vice versa. But if a person is a perfect teacher, so it's not the pshat he comes across like a robot, but rather he comes across as is needed. Zikna liyom din, ubachus biyom krav. In the good moments, I display real chiba and I reach out to you through chiba and kirva. On other moments, I reach out to you through din and einish or whatever it is. I reach out to you, but I wear different begadim, and the midos are those begadim. So he said that was the Shikat Zoreah. V'charkach helo yiso maila cheres v'sipik tzochem b'midbar v'rishana kloima mokom midbar shu bilti tivri liyos la'odom shom tzrochav. It's a place where there does not exist b'chol teva to supply a person's tzrochim. V'kodesh baruch hu sipik tzochem b'midbar v'rishana shetira b'zeh ki Yisrael noyeg inyaneyem sholei al pi ha'teva. So let's talk a little bit about this. Yontif of Pesach is the Yontif of Achila. Not Achila Gasa, but Achila. The five meals, non-gebracht,
Shmura Mas all the way.
That's the Yontif of Achila. It's the only time it is a mitzvah Achila per se, and everybody in Kali so and so on. Achila has a very significant nekuda to it. It says that there are three maftechas given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is Tchias HaMesim, one is Chaya, and one is Gishomim and or Parnasa, depending on the Ikedam and the Gemara. Parnasa and or Geshem, which is another form of Parnasa, is the ongoing Chiyas of a person. A person, a stone statuette, is a stone statuette because it's made into a stone statuette. That's what it is. That is Metzius. A plant was planted, but it needs a reason why it's ongoingly alive. It needs an intake of water, of air, nutrients, and so on. A person's chiyus is later. That's one. The reason why he is living is because of parnasa. Mizonis, parnasa, you know, whatever you want to call it. That's it. So anything that has to do with food, just like Ramban says that the machol sasuris are because a person is what he eats. In a deeper sense, you are what you eat. Kilel alechem levad yichi adam is a chiddush. In other words, a person lives on lechem. Kiloi alechem levado yichi ha'adam. You know, there are other things also, but each and every single chelik is something which gives the person chiyus. That is his metzias of chiyus. If a person can get a chiyus in a place that has no chiyus, that means his entire metzias is yonig from something which is not above teva. When our parnasa is not kavua, that's why Shevet Levi, we spoke about this, it says Shevet Levi doesn't get a chelek in Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin him davat tzorech lo and Hashem unach loso and so on. It's not just a pshat and nisoyen, so you have to over a lot of nisonos in order to be over Hashem. That's not it. That's the only thing. It's not the pshat that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, if you're not going to work, you're always going to have trouble with parnasa, so you know we'll have to do some nisa for you. Those are all maybe true, but that's not the point of it really. The point is the metzias of Shevet Levi is a different metzias. And it can't, Shevet Levi can't be yonek its chiyus from the ground, from Nachla. It's yonek it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a person is what chiyus is yonek. That's what the person is. And b'meila, if Shevet Levi were to be yonek their chiyus from the farm and the little business and the factory, they would be that. They could not rise above it. So the yonek the chiyus was something above it. Klal Yisrael getting its tzrachim in the midbar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a hagadara in Klal Yisrael's metzias. Klal Yisrael has a metzias where no one else has a metzias. So it's shoresh. It's not from the ground. It's not from teva. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a teva for them. V'chakach hechila v'saman shumazn eino tivi legamri ukemat shehu eino gash miklal. In other words, the reason why the man, it says the man, people didn't have to go to the bathroom. Why? So what's the, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just made a nes. The teretz is every type of food, the digestive system works like this. The digestive system has a tzura that it takes from the food, its nutrients that it can take, the things that it wants, and the other stuff gets tossed out. In other words, it gets removed because that's like the chayma, klap of the body. The important thing is this atom, this molecule, this protein, that protein, and everything else goes out. The man came from a makom that there was no chayma. It's the chiyus that the person needs. The mela, there's no makom to be doing anything else. That's the pshat in it. So that's what he says over here. The chiyus of Klai Yisrael was from Mokinos b'chlal mufka from anything that was chaymer, And that's the second darga where Klal Yisrael rose above the Olamat Teva, and this was their mitzvahs. Okay. You want to say? I'd like to finish up. We'll see. I don't know if anyone's here. You're not going to be here. So.
Nothing of nature that was being involved in the race. There was something beyond nature that was happening. Meaning, naturally, nothing should happen. They should have died. They should have been, that was it. They were in the midwar for 40 years. So, there was nothing physical was acted upon. But they were able to forgo a massive where physically they should have been dead, and they survived. It wasn't taking heaven to make something better of it, it was just bringing something totally out of my room. Yeah. Right, I'll probably be more here. I'll be here. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how it works, because there were three people who were, I don't know exactly what is or part of the virus.
Three people. He's first with the editor and the publisher.
Yeah. It's like they looked it over to see if he made a mistake and he put that A to the
Thank you. I was making tea bag, and then I figured I don't want to tea bag. I don't want to call tea, but
thank you. I see. What is it, fruit bar?
No.
So,
if you don't want it, I'll have it. But
you want it?
No. I mean, I really didn't want it. That's why I didn't
want to
make the tea bag.
Okay. I'll take it. So we're holding the Shulchan Aruch. We didn't start it. Correct. This is no. See, ideally, things are going to be around next week somewhat. So ideally, I think it would be really great to finish till Kofay is given $1. Kofay is huge, so that's definitely a shot to finish Kofay before. But, let's see, if we can, that would be great. Matt.
My sales are going to be nuts.
Yeah?
Because basically, we're going to be, that's so crazy. Have you seen me? Like, here you're surrounded by,
Okay, so you have this video here.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll try to do a little bit. In general, I like it. I like the reading, but so maybe I'll do a little
bit.
I'll do like a and give one. And I'll leave you valid as a biggie. Yeah, meaning Shlemas has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with Chashivas, it's like the Dabba Hashem. Okay. Which, by very, whether it's a barrier of people is Kabe, So here, right, because this is what they said at the Ramah, in Kapala Vav, that there, by Beria and this Kabe doesn't make a difference in Mimino or Mimshay. Yeah, so that's what they say he's coming Lachuke by over here. It's here, Shayna Mina, it is Vav. Yeah, so if an egg that was born on Yosef got mixed with some other things, it got mixed into your meat stew, it's buff. Okay? Then you made a cake with it.
And that's in the Shinamino.
Yeah?
Always I'm saying you had a whole mixture of eggs, and then you don't know which one was the one
like
that.
You made omelets for a hotel, and one of them was a base for Shalda Biyokov, so that'd be awesome. Use that egg to make tons of
I don't know how common it is that each hotel, pizza hotel, has chickens in the bag laying eggs. You know,
back in the day, that's what they did, right? Fancy hotel had a lot of chickens in the back. That was sort of.
That's a huge
smart. You think he has anybody backing him up?
Hello, Kibach Smag. Agoda Mordechai, Ravia, Torachim, Agur, Hagar. Mihu. Mihu, in Livno Ba Machel, Anasno Bagdere, Lutak and Agdere, Gonshimalua, Batanagolet, Eina Batela. So let's say it was Nisar B'Sheinu Mino, but its purpose was to make the Michael strong. For example, a cake, without it, without egg, the cake would have fallen apart.
Yeah. Well, also, that's interesting. Libno by Michael, but back then, what they used to do to make their coffee with cream is important, egg white. That's what they used to do, I don't know. But that's what they used to do. So even if technically with bottle.
Also, Libno had a lotion of Lavan, of white?
Yeah. I mean, I guess they did in other foods. I just remember hearing the coffee thing. You even know by Michael. On Nosto, because then you want to change the color base on the egg.
You're going to move up the $10.
Egg stuffing. Used to be very popular back then. We had the Hypolita, we had that all over the place. You look basic. I don't remember.
Call out to someone, Dan.
So, yeah, Shah.
Shah is from Beta. Now, for this topic, you know that. Call Masha Kassav Habach Bekan and Amokhav Klav.
Okay, forget what the Bach says.
And Shach.
See, but once we're out of the Shach, we already don't know what the Bach says.
Is it the Bach is closed?
Huh? No. I mean, we said in the Loke Bach.
Who said
this? The note. Like I said, the Loke Bach was smacked.
Hey, Shem, Gemma Shasamacha, a material, the son of Bishop Strange, and his servant, love Milsi. That was just a material, Shani. Can I just heavily sue?
Yeah, because the Bach said that he relied on those who are matir. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch says even a suffik is also. Yeah, so the Bach said that no, he was only on the matir. Yeah, when it's a suffik beta, whether beta is trade for it's arva, he says lam milsi, that's not food. Don't be sure here and shiny. It is. It's also because it's going to become butter for matir, even though it's a suffik. So we're very mach. I don't know what it means that the smag and the smag are really close to each other, but.
Okay,
basically.
Now we come to the base of our rubles. Yes, the half a dollar is from a turn. Okay, I'm a laser.
Even in the double mixture. Meaning if your egg, that the suffix, whether it was boiling onto it, got mixed into one mixture, also answers 1,000, and then one egg either those fell into another one, they'll ask for another mixture, 1,000. It's all on the suffix. Just want to write that down. That's a chiddush in halacha. At least we haven't seen yet that even if it mixes into a second mixture, it'll ask for. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Now, Gimel, he means Tara Shana Mina. Neither the Hachas Dina Basa Shma, Lavasa Taima.
Uh oh.
Not like you said before.
Well, like the Ramah, it is like the Ramah said before.
Yeah.
Like the Ramah said before. Yeah, but so here we go, Basar Shma, not.
As far as Hashem, because we're not talking, we don't care about Tama over here.
Well, it's interesting. Why not?
Mini what? If you have an egg. Oh, it tastes like an egg. Let's say you have a piece of meat, right? There's no to be on. Okay.
Yeah.
Or something.
A calf was born on the other.
And you want to shecht it?
You shecht it, and you made it into a steak, and you don't know which piece is the steak from that one. Huh? Not Shabbos. Yom Kippur. Raw meat on Shabbos is mukta.
Huh?
Raw meat on Shabbos is mukta.
Really?
Unless you're meyached it before Shabbos for something. Or you eat raw meat.
So anyway, so let's say if you have a piece of raw meat, right? So my answer, then it gets mixed into I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? So that's not.
So even though it might give Tom, that's not a problem. That's what he's saying. You see me?
No.
I don't know, but the shishim is the tam number. So it's funny why he says this. We have to see exactly what he's the thing he's saying.
You know, the word is that even if it's the same shema, different tam, no, if it's the same tam but different shame, then it's about the lindy of a kula. Right?
Same tam, different
tam,
yeah.
But different shame, that doesn't mean you can't even. So near the Akas, there was a Shema, the Im, how was Shavuot Shema? I forgot the love of Shavuot Shema, how they mean the Mino? The love of the Mino Shavuot Shema, I forgot the Shavuot Shema, how was the Shavuot Mino Bata? Why? That time of Karama, Perik Basa, the Rosh Tachavi, the Vasa Shema, the love of the Tama. So how do you master the head in Ashkel with us is very good than Asher? Peros of Avaris Dechad, you sharp by skin. The Lidan, the camera and Kola Yisurin, Ben Yuhin and Ben Shalom and Bishishin. So if one without a Tomer Rav, the Bim Bimilo, the Bim 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 Bim.
That must be what Rava said. Okay.
The tales of Basil Hanum is shown to have a demonstration of a theory. He's a very diamond of the
dark. It's like a whole lot of long limit. Like, since we hold that he's a Shishim, Rava said a special din, that here we go Basil Shema, must be he's not. He's only talking about Tevel, and that's like, therefore, well, and Tevel is Dabi Shishim Matirin, so we see that Dabi Shishim Matirin is going to Basil Shema. This is weird. So go Basar Shma, not Tam. So if it has the same name, even without the same Tam. Like what? I'm never good with these examples.
What?
What are two things that have the same name but different flavor? Chicken and turkey, both birds, but they have different flavors. I don't know.
Thank you.